Buffing is what it's called when you paint over somebody else's work, erasing it. This is how Buff Daddy got his nickname. He's been doing this for decades. We're not going to use his real name because in addition to buffing, he also does graffiti as the artist Chemo, and not always with permission. We're out on the west side of Wynwood near I-95 where he's buffed out a huge wall. So how did you get into doing this?
I got into graffiti through skateboarding back when I was like 11, 12, back in the mid-80s. And then it just kind of escalated from there.
It escalated in part because his dad was a contractor and had a bunch of painting equipment.
My dad always had bucket paint. You know, he was a foreman for his company. So, I was always taking stuff out of his truck. And nobody wants to paint on a wall with a bunch of graffiti on it, especially graffiti guys. So it was always nice just to roll a wall out and then have a clean canvas.
After high school, he got into commercial painting, learned how to paint high-rises, and started his own company, MSG Concepts, named after his graffiti crew. MSG is one of the best-known crews in Miami. Part of why he gets calls all the time to do buffing gigs is that he shows up on time. He prides himself on that. He also brought commercial techniques to street art. He figured out that you could use these spray poles designed to paint the ceilings of department stores to cover walls outside. And this is a lot faster than traditional ways of buffing a wall.
The job that we just did the other day, the wall that I sprayed, they had four guys out there a week later rolling it. Somebody did a bunch of graffiti on it.
Buff Daddy has buffed walls all over Wynwood.
I've done something on every block down here. Every block. Every block, without a doubt.
People pay him to paint over old work, but he's been on the other side of it too, back in the 90s when he used to write graffiti in Wynwood a lot.
The Boy Scouts would come through here, like just buffing over. So I was like,
the Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts would, yeah. Give them something to do, you know, and so definitely things have changed. On Sunday mornings, it's crazy down here. Mm. You know, they got little breakfast places over here, you know, they're doing tours and stuff. The other thing is they're pushing the graffiti out. They don't want graffiti. Everybody wants to see, you know, the murals.
Graffiti is different from murals. It's more like stylistic lettering, sometimes with images painted around them. One of the things that Buff Daddy laments is how the popularity of street art has sort of eaten into the old way of doing things, the code. So how do you fit into this moral code as the person whose job it is to cover it up?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten I've gotten some rude comments like, well, yo, man, why don't you get a real job? Like, I do get a real job.
So have you ever covered up something that you're like, man, I really wish I didn't have to cover this up?
No, I do all the time. You go to my Instagram page and I'm like, oh, I really like that one.
And you're the one who's covering it up.
But yeah, I've had to paint over my own my own crew stuff, and it's like, yo, why are you doing that? I'm like, they're paying me.
So do people look down on the stuff that you do?
I would say some people would, and you know, the art's ever changing down here all the time. Like, you know, that's what keeps people coming down here, is the changing art. This wall right here did two or three years ago. It's fading, you know, and
so you're part of the cycle, the evolution of it.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah,